Coming up on this episode of the Spiro Podcast.
Video editing, you know, you're looking at $50 to $100 an hour paying an editor. And, you know, you go out and film a house and it could take you 20 minutes, 30 minutes to edit it and render it and then upload it. And so we thought there had to be a better way.
Welcome to the Spiro Podcast, managing your real estate photography and videography business. With your hosts, Todd Kivimacki and Craig Madwell.
Hi, and welcome to the Spiro Podcast, managing your real estate photography and videography business. Spiro is a software platform designed to help you not only manage your day-to-day real estate media business, but really to help you scale it and grow it as well. I'm Craig Magram, host of the podcast. Thanks for joining us again this week, whether you're watching on YouTube or listening on one of the many audio podcast platforms that's out there. We love hearing back from you. So thanks for your comments, the likes, the shares. We just really, really appreciate that from each of you. If you're a first time listener, welcome. Glad to have you. This podcast is all about the business of real estate visual marketing. So photos, you know, video tours, drone media, anything having to do with serving our realtor clients with our visual marketing services, talking about the business side of it is what this is all about. So welcome to it. We hope it's a benefit and a value add to your business. All right. So normally we would have our co-host and Spiro owner and founder. I almost said flounder. He's not a fish, people. but Todd would normally be on the podcast. He's on vacation getting some much needed R&R. So this week, not a unfamiliar face to the watchers of the podcast or an unfamiliar voice, but it's our director of training and production, Ryan Lawrence. Ryan, welcome to the podcast. Glad to have you back.
Yeah, thank you, Craig. Excited to be here. And yeah, this is, I think, third or fourth. Do I get? Yeah. Am I the most guest or the guest you've had on here the most?
So. I think you are actually.
I'm going to ask Todd for a bump in pay then. So.
right. We'll give you a social media badge you can put on your profile and you know, I don't know.
There it is. Maybe gives me some street cred with my kids. But no, I'm super happy to be here. I'm very excited to talk about this topic today. It is near and dear to our hearts here at WOW. And I think it's going to change the game out there for some people wanting to get into the video world for their real estate media. So I'm excited.
Yeah. So normally we would give some updates on what's happening with Spiro, you know, updates to come, what just launched. Todd normally handles that. So we're gonna gloss over that this week. But the topic that Ryan is talking about, you've heard Todd and I discuss this in the past, and that's the topic of the merge fleet. So some of you might be hearing this for the first time and say, well, what in the world is the merge fleet? Well, it's a video editing service, an automated logic-based video editor that can take in your video clips of a house or, you know, a listing that you shoot and do a beautiful, beautiful job on editing that video in the matter of what, Ryan, 15, 20 minutes, something like that.
Yep. Right around there. 15, 20 minutes.
It's amazing. So we want to dive a little bit more into, okay, what is the merge fleet? How does it work? You know, what's the ins and outs? What are the benefits of it? Maybe what are some of the things that you might have to get used to with it? And Ryan is going to walk us all through that. So it's kind of I don't think I've ever heard of anything like this anywhere else. In terms of video editing, but the reason we're talking about it, yes, obviously it's, you know, advertising what this service is, but the impact that it can have on your business in terms of efficiency and service that you can provide to your clients, your realtor clients, is huge. So we wanted to talk a little bit more in depth about it and how it could potentially benefit your business. So Ryan, let's go ahead. We gave a broad overview of, okay, what is the merge fleet, but can you kind of explain a little bit more in depth, just a technical explanation of what is the Spiro merge fleet?
Absolutely. But first I want to touch on the why. So why did we even create this? Because when we tell our contractors that we hire here at WOW that a human doesn't touch their videos, they're like, they're kind of blown away. And it's like, well, they can't be that good then, right? Like what software edits videos automatically? But so the why behind it was, I mean, we were shooting over 12,000 tours here at WOW a year. And, you know, not all of those are videos, but a lot of them were. And it was a big cost, and it was a big time crunch where we couldn't necessarily always guarantee a video next day. Our video turnaround times were 2-3 days sometimes. And you know, video editors are not cheap. You know, you can get pretty decent photo editing for pretty cheap. But video editing, you know, you're looking at $50 to $100 an hour paying an editor. And, you know, you go out and film a house, and it could take you 20 minutes, 30 minutes to edit it and render it and then upload it. And so we thought there had to be a better way, because a lot of our overhead was going into editing here at WOW. And so what we did is we put our brains together and really thought about, well, what shots are we using in a house? And is there some way we can, you know, we can write a script that's just going to edit these and splice them together? And we did. We came up with some logic for it, and we have some very creative shots that we'll get into. You know, it's not cookie cutter. Not every video looks the same. It's very unique, and it still get when I first showed my wife, she was like, there's no way that a system or a computer edited this. Like, this is too good. Like, someone had to have done it. And so what the Merge Fleet is it's an automated system where, and now you have to follow some rules, but once you know the general, you know, overview of kind of what shot does what and how it's edited, the sky's the limit. So it'll take your clips, and depending on how, you know, our specific formula, how you shoot these different clips, it'll put them together. It'll put a title on the front. It'll put music to it. And I believe we can even put branding on it. And then it'll spit out a great, just a very, very cool cinematic walkthrough video of the house. So in a nutshell, that's what it is. You input the clips, and you get an awesome video on the back end. So
increasing your efficiency incredibly, because now you don't have to wait 2 to 3 days to get an edited video back to your client. But also, yeah, cutting down on the cost, the overhead of that expensive editing that you normally would have to pay for. That's incredible. That's incredible.
It is. It really is.
So let's go ahead and dive into some of the nuts and bolts of this then, because we've kind of shared this explanation somewhat, you know, in past episodes, but people might be wondering, well, how does automatic video editing even work? So, you know, you talked about you input the clips and you get a finished video back. So let's start at the very basic, Ryan. What kind of equipment is needed to film walkthrough video tours for this system to edit? Is there anything special?
And that's the great thing is anything that will record video will work.
Okay.
And at WOW, we started on our mirrorless cameras. A lot of our contractors use the Sony Alpha series. It could be the A6364 or the A7 series. But really any mirrorless or DSLR camera, anything that'll record video. But that's how we started. We started with kind of a bigger camera on a bigger gimbal. Well, this year our initiative is to get each one of our WOW contractors filming on iPhones. Craig, you're one of them. You're out there filming on the iPhone, and it has been a world of difference. But again, the beautiful thing is you can use a DSLR camera, you can use mirrorless, you can use an iPhone, anything that records video, and you know, just depends on what you're doing with your business. You know, we made the switch to iPhone, and we recommend that. It's lighter equipment. You know, we put our iPhone on top of the DJI Osmo 6 gimbal, and it gives us great, great quality. So, that's really it. The equipment is pretty minimal. But we do have, we're going to share this, in the description is a link to the iPhone settings that we recommend, because that is one of the pitfalls is there's lots of different iPhone models out there, and the settings are, you know, all different. Like, I have an iPhone 14, Craig, you have an iPhone 15, and even our settings weren't the same on each camera. So you do have to contend with that. But once you get the basic settings on the native camera set, and then we use an app that works with the DJI Osmo 6. It's called the Mimo app. That's how it connects the gimbal to the camera on the phone, and you can automatically, you know, record and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But so you have to download this app. But the equipment is minimal, and there are some settings you do have to set. You have to set it to 60 frames per second, whether you're shooting on 1080p or 2K or whatever. It has to be 60 because, and we'll talk about this a little more in detail, but the clips will be slowed down, so you don't want that juddery motion. You know, if you slow down 30 frames per second and you render it out at 30, it's mm-hmm. it's not going to look good. So yeah, there are some specific settings we have to set, and we'll put a link to that to help you guys out. The equipment is minimal, which is great. That's key too. Again, keeping costs down is really what it's all about. So
I'm glad you specified the 60 frames a second, because that was going to be one of my questions for you. Okay, so what settings in the camera? Everybody asks about format. Is it H.264, H.265, Apple ProRes? Mm-hmm. So things like that. Does any of that matter besides the frame rate or aperture or anything like that?
Yeah, frame rate is big, and then beyond that, like we said, there's a lot of models out there of iPhones. And one more thing I do want to note, it's best that you use a pro camera model iPhone. That will give you the wide angle, with the three lenses. That's really going to give you options, so you're not so zoomed in, you just have that wide angle, or you can zoom in to do a zoom shot. So that's what we recommend for our contractors here at WOW, is the Pro Series. I think they started that iPhone 12, I believe, is the lowest model of iPhone. Obviously, the newer, the newer the better. The technology just gets better. I mean, you love your iPhone 15, Craig. Is that?
I do. I do. I love it, especially on nice sunny days or blue sky days. The intensity of the blue, it's not so much that it's fake, but man, is it just a gorgeous blue. I love shooting on those days, shooting video on those days.
Yeah. And the biggest difference for us switching from the Sony mirrorless cameras to the iPhones is the color just pops just that much more. The contrast is much better. And you're going to get a complaint. We've gotten tons of complaints shooting on our mirrorless cameras the realtor says, I can't see through the windows.
Right.
And that is a difference. Now, you're not going to see through every window. Lighting situations are vastly different in every room. But for the most part, we can see through a lot of our windows on the iPhone, and that's a game changer.
So, yeah, we'll put a link to those various settings for you in the description. But let's go ahead and dive in then to, okay, so I'm inputting shots into this Merge Fleet system. Can I just put any type of shot I want in, or are there different types of shots that we should be using? Let's talk through the types of shots that we use for the Merge Fleet.
Yeah, I mean, technically, yes, you can put any type of shot you want through. You can do whatever you want. The output might not be what you expected, though, of what the example was. So we do have to follow closely some guidelines on how to get the proper tour at the end. And really, it boils down to one thing, Craig, and that's shot length. Okay. Shot length is key. There's two types of shots, and the merge fleet will determine the length. And it will say, it's just logic. If it's this long, we'll edit it this way. If it's this long, we'll edit it this way. And there's two types of shots. And the magic number is 12 in our world here in the merge fleet. If you shoot if you take a clip that's over 12 seconds, it will edit it a certain way. And if you do a clip that's under 12 seconds, it will edit it a certain way. And we're going to briefly talk about those two types of shots. But if you want to have a more in-depth kind of training course, Spiro offers an online, it's free, a training course to get you up to speed. It's Todd and I talking about the shots in depth, and then going and doing it. We do a demo, and then I do a full live shoot of a house, and we taped it. So it's great resources. We'll put the links in the description.
And below here on the screen. Yep.
And so we're going to just briefly skim over those two types of shots here, but for more in depth, definitely go to the training and check it out. So, but let's go ahead and talk about those two shots, if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the first shot we call a walking shot here at WOW. You can call it whatever you want. That's more than 12 seconds. Okay. So in general, what is the merge fleet going to do with the shot that's over 12 seconds? It's going to speed ramp it. Okay. And that's why we use it with walking shots. So we use it to walk from room to room. Okay. Let's say I'm walking from the family room into the kitchen, and it has to be over 12 seconds. And what it's going to do is it's going to cut off a little bit at the front and back. And that's just kind of standard what the merge fleet does. Just so, you know, when you first start out, you might be a little wobbly, and when you end, you might be a little wobbly. So we're going to cut out a little bit at the front and back, but then in between, we're going to speed ramp it.
Okay.
So it'll get you from point A to point B quickly, because we used to have these long walking shots in the house and they were just so boring. And so everything's quick now, right? And so it'll get you from point A to point B with the speed ramp. And of course, there's very specific type, what you have to frame in order for it to look good, you know, and we give tips and tricks on all that in the training. So again, go check out the training. But 12 or more than 12 seconds is going to give you a speed ramp look of a shot. And we use it for our walking shots to get from one room to the next.
Okay, excellent. So there's that buffer of editing space at the beginning of the clip and the end of the clip. And then you've got your then main clip speed ramped. But then at the end, it slows back down to give you that final frame that people get to look at, correct?
Yes. And that's why the framing at the end is so important. We say for those walking shots or the speed ramp shots, your good, beautiful frame is going to have to be at the end, because think about it. What's the purpose of the shot? We're taking you from one room to the next. We're introducing a new room. Mm-hmm. So your beautiful frame has to be, you know, the room nice and wide and framed up nice, but that's what you kind of want to land on. And of course, we're going to push into the room for 2 seconds because it's going to cut 2 seconds off. So, you know, we want to make sure we see the room and then push into it for a little bit longer. So
perfect. All right. So there's your walking shots, longer than 12 second clips that you're inputting into the merge fleet. And then that merge fleet, that automatic editing, that AI, do we call it AI? Is it AI or is it just logic based?
Everything's AI this day. Let's just call it AI.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. We'll then edit that clip in a certain way based on the length of that shot. Okay. Perfect. Got that. All right. So what's the second type of shot that we're inputting into the merge fleet?
So the second type of shot here at WOW, we call signature shots. Again, you guys can call them whatever you want. We call them signature shots. And what this shot does is it's not getting you from room to room, but it's a reveal of that room or a feature in that room. And so if the walking shot speeds up, speed ramps, this shot is going to cut it and slow it down. And it's going to slow it down by 50%. And that's why, Craig, it's so important to shoot at 60 frames. Because now you're taking a clip and you're reducing, you know, the speed by 50%. So we want it to be nice and smooth, which is why we have to shoot in 60 frames. But this is less than 12 seconds. This is a less than 12 second shot. At WOW, we teach to aim around 10 just in case. We don't want to encroach on that 12, because if you accidentally try to do a signature shot, but it's over 12, guess what it's going to do? It's going to speed ramp it. Because, I mean, the merge fleet, it just looks at clip length. It doesn't care what your intentions were. It looks at clip length. So that's why at WOW, we aim for about 10 seconds. And so these slow it down. So what do these shots look like? These shots we've designed to mimic apparatuses on, you know, on movie sets that give you those cool, dreamy cinematic shots. So an apparatus like a slider, you know, a jib shot, a rail shot or push and pull, an arc shot where you arc around something. You know, these are big devices you usually see on movie sets. And we're mimicking these with our small little gimbal, you know, our $150 DJI Osmo 6. We're mimicking these beautiful shots that you see on movies. So we call them our signature shots. And like I said, there's a push and a pull, like a rail shot, a slider shot that you reveal, a jib shot where you can go up or down, an arc shot. And then we don't use it tons, but it's called a static shot where the action happens in the background and you just kind of lock off and watch the action happen in the background. So those are our five signature shots, 10 or less. Now, the framing on these, if the framing on the walking shot has to be at the very end, the framing's a little different. And we go in depth again, check out the training, but the framing on these shots have to be in the middle of your clip. So let's say I wanted to do the slider of my beautiful face here. I would start off of my face, slide into it. That's my middle clip, and then keep going. So signature shots is your beautiful frame is going to be in the middle of that 10 second clip. So
Okay, Ryan. So, two shots. I mean, yes, your signature shots. Yeah, there's some variation in there, but really, just two shots. That's all we have to worry about: signature and walking shots.
Yeah, almost. There's one more shot, okay. But it's very easy. We call it our title shot. Okay, and mm-hmm. So what the title shot is, and how the merge fleet logic works is, it says if it's the first clip of the video, it's going to cut it this way I'm about to describe, and it's going to put a title, an address on there, so you can see the title of the, or the address of the house. So what the title shot is, it's very easy. That number, that magic number 12, comes out again. It is a reveal of the front of the house, and here's how our merge fleet is going to cut it. It's going to take the first 2 seconds off, going to trim that off. And then it's going to take the next 6 seconds at regular speed. And during that time is when the merge fleet will put our title on the screen, the address title for the house. So a lot of times what we teach our contractors at WOW to do is just stand nice and wide with the house framed up in the center of the frame and just walk towards the house. And that way it shows the house, the front exterior, and then it puts the title on there. And it's always worked for us. But again, there's some freedom within our system. You can do a 12-second arc shot. You can do a 12-second slider shot. I've done that. I've locked my frame on the front of the house, and I've walked down the sidewalk to show the front of the house, and it's going to put a title on there. But again, you're trying to achieve that magic number of 12. But just know the title shot will cut 2 seconds off, take the next 6 seconds at regular speed, put a title on there. Yep. So you can use a drone shot for this. You can use a ground shot for this. And that's the great thing about our system, is it doesn't matter. It'll cut it accordingly to our logic. So three types of shots. You got your title shot. You have what we are referring to as our walking shot, or the 12 or more that speed ramps it. And then we have our signature shots that we refer to as our signature shots. But that's really just a less than 12, and it'll slow it down.
So really, it's kind of a beautiful thing from a we call ourselves vidographers. From a vidographer standpoint, I've got basically like this tool set of lengths of clips and types of shots that I can pull from and mix and match to create, like you said at the beginning of the episode, really a different video every time. It's not cookie cutter, because one house is going to have different types of shots, you know, whether it's the jib shots or reveals or, you know, pan up or down. Every house has its own characteristics and selling features that we're trying to capture in this video tour that we're doing, right? So it makes it easier to know, okay, I know I have these lengths of clips I need to shoot, and I have these styles of shots to take. Now I can mix and match, and again, have a beautifully edited video that's done in 15 to 20 minutes. And it's creative, but it's creative with rules, which gives you some structure. And I love shooting it this way. It makes it easy.
Yeah. We call it a paint by numbers Mona Lisa. You're going to get a beautiful product, but it's going to be pretty much cookie cutter, which, if you're out there filming five houses in a day, you want that. You want that paint by numbers Mona Lisa. But yeah, to kind of go off of what you were saying, Craig, here's how we teach our contractors. In a nutshell, kind of the basic thinking is, you walk into a room with a walking shot, which will speed ramp you in there. And then you take as many signature shots as that room needs to tell the story of that room. It could be one, it could be five, it could be 10. And that's the beautiful thing about how our system cuts is, because in our signature shots, they cut it down in the middle of the clip. We're not talking very long clips here. So you can have 4, 5, 6, 7 signature shots in one room. So back to that, kind of in a nutshell, what's the plan? You walk into a room, as many signature shots as you need within that room, and then you walk out of that room to the next. And then you rinse, wash, repeat, and the product, it really speaks for itself. We're gonna post an example of one of the houses we shot, and you can just see how. And I shot that house, the example house that we're gonna post, and I used that exact same logic. I walked into a room, covered it with signature shots, walked out of that room.
Awesome. Well, even in light of having, say, this kind of structure to how we shoot video for a listing, putting it into this merge fleet, there's still always going to be some issues that we face as the videographer shooting this listing, trying to get it right for, you know, for the merge fleet. So let's walk through what are some of the common issues or challenges that we might face as a videographer utilizing the merge fleet.
Yeah, and we definitely will. You got to know the system and how it works. So here's some of the common things that we've seen. Now, before I go into those, though, know that the beautiful thing about if you're a Spiro member, okay, you can actually put a sample merge fleet through. It'll watermark it, but you can actually put it through to see if you're making any of these mistakes and then fix them for the real deal. So you can practice on your own house or a friend's house, and you can put these sample ones through before you go live, so that you can practice to make sure you have it down. So that's another great feature about Spiro and the merge fleet.
And it's not going to charge you for those samples.
For the sample practice ones, it will not charge you. Yeah. It'll put watermarks on it, but no, it won't charge you.
Yeah. Okay.
So the first problem that a lot of our contractors face when trying to use the merge fleet is on their signature shots, they don't have enough movement. Okay. So yep. Whether you're doing a slider shot, whether you're doing a rail shot, which is a push and pull, whether you're doing a jib shot, they may only move the camera lens 2 or 3 feet, when in reality, you have to move it a little bit more than that, 4 or 5 feet. You know, especially on a jib shot, people think that they can only move it a couple feet. I mean, I'm getting into a full squat, and then I'm raising the gimbal above my head at the very end of the shot. So I'm moving the lens actually about 5 feet. And why is that important? Because remember how the merge fleet is going to cut. It's going to cut the front and the back off. It's going to get 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds off that right away. And then it's only going to go to the middle of the clip and take either a second or a second and a half. It alternates and then slows that down by 50%. So the final product is either a 2 second clip or a 3 second clip, because you double 1 second, you get two, you double 1.5, you get three. So it's slowing down a clip even. So if you don't have enough movement in your signature shot, it looks like it's going nowhere. It looks like it's pretty much a static shot. And that's a problem that we're kind of combating right now. And we're training on our contractors is, hey, if you're going to do a slider, instead of doing a slider 3 feet with your, you know, moving the lens actually 3 feet, move it 5 feet. And what that'll do is that'll create a little more movement when it slows it down, you know. And I always say that timing is the hardest to get, your speed and your timing. And the only way you're going to get that is to practice and then watch what the merge fleet does. And again, that's why it's so nice that we offer test merge fleets, so that you can actually see your speed and like, oh, I got to speed up, or, oh, I got to move the lens a little bit more. So it is nice, but yeah, that's the first mistake is people don't move the camera enough during a signature shot.
Got it. All right. So what is the next challenge or issue facing videographers?
Yeah, the next one is whether or not we lock our frame. Okay. And why is this important? Well, this is important. And most gimbals, whether you're using a gimbal for your iPhone or whether you're using a gimbal for your DSLR and mirrorless camera, your gimbal is more than likely, if it's a good gimbal, it's going to have a locking feature on it, where that means it basically locks the motors. So no matter what you do with your wrist and spin, it'll lock your frame. Okay. Mm-hmm. So why is this important for the merge fleet? Well, I always, our contractors, when you teach them all these signature shots, they get all like, they have all these nice toys to play with.
And ooh, then shiny.
What they end up doing is they don't lock their frame, and they end up doing like 2 or 3 of them combined. So they do like a push slider jib shot, and it's like, whoa. Like your frame's moving all over. You got way too much different type of movement in here. Our philosophy is keep it simple. Let a slider shot be a slider shot. Okay. And so while you're sliding though, you don't want your frame to change, because think about it, on a movie set, rarely as you're sliding, are you also panning? Now, sometimes, you know, that is an actual movement, but most of the time, the dynamic movement comes from you locking your frame with that one perspective and sliding through the shot. So we always say, especially for signature shots, get your middle beautiful frame, lock it, and then you can go off your frame and move on to it and then away from it. So we do recommend locking your frame so that if, and it doesn't matter. The only signature shot I should say you don't want to lock is an arc because you're actually turning around an object or a room. You're arcing, you know, it's almost like that drone shot, the POI drone shot where you're kind of doing a half moon around whatever you lock onto. So, but all the other shots, you want to lock a slider, a jib shot, and a push or a pull shot, you want to lock your frame.
I will say this about the arc shots, Ryan. I love the feature built into the DJI drones where you can pick your point of interest and then just have the drone, you know, circle around that. Now to have that with the iPhone and the Osmo 6 where you can do the same thing as, you know, highlight your target POI.
Yep.
And then just move the gimbal and it just, it turns it for you and keeps that center. That makes orbits and arc shots so much easier. It's a beautiful thing.
That's a benefit from using the iPhone and the Osmo gimbal together. As Craig said, there's a feature on there where you can lock on an object and the camera will follow it. So for arcs, it makes it, I mean, it makes it so easy. Yeah. It'll always keep whatever you're trying to film in the middle of your frame. So
yeah. Dummy me. I'll be transparent here. When I was using the Sony with my RS3 mini gimbal, I had the worst time trying to get good arc shots and keep that just perfectly sent, you know, that object perfectly sent. When we switched to that and I started drawing my little square around it, like, oh, this is beautiful.
We just thought you got that much better, Craig.
Right. Shh, don't tell anyone.
No, Craig is an amazing videographer, so.
we got people better than me on our staff. I learned from the rest of our contractors watching their shoots. I'm like, oh, that was a great idea. Anyway, okay, let's get back into it. So locking versus, so we've got not enough movement on our lens movement, mm-hmm. Locking versus not locking your shots. Mm-hmm. What's another challenge facing us as we use the merge fleet?
Yeah, another challenge that I'm seeing some users do, and even some of our contractors, is, and this isn't detrimental, it's more of a style choice, but mm-hmm. I think it's important that most shots remain, your verticals remain vertical, meaning you're not tilting at all. Some people, even for walking shots, for some signature shots, they tilt their lens down a little bit. And really what that probably means is they're using a mode on their gimbal that's probably where it can look any which way. I think it's a pan tilt follow is mm-hmm. most of the modes on those where it'll pan and it'll tilt. We teach our contractors to, for 90% of your shots, you're going to put it only on pan follow, meaning it won't look up and down, meaning it'll keep your verticals vertical. Mm-hmm. And again, that's just a style preference, but I think it looks so much more professional in a video when you walk into a house and you do a signature shot. You know, all of the verticals are nice and vertical. Sometimes it is necessary to tilt your camera, especially on an arc shot. Like, let's say you're looking up at a chandelier and you're arcing around it. Obviously you have to tilt up at it and look, or if I'm doing like a pull shot of a countertop, obviously I have to tilt down and do that pull shot of that countertop. But walking shots, slider shots, jib, push, pulls, we teach our contractors to put it on only pan follow, meaning you can only look right or left and you can't look up and down, you can't tilt. It keeps all the verticals vertical. And again, it's a style preference for a while. We think it just looks that much more professional, but you have to decide how your style is for your videos. So
let me jump in real quick, because something I've seen, you know, worries from professional photographers in our industry, you know, looking at agents and realtors starting to do more of their own, say, iPhone photography, and now more are starting to actually shoot their own videos using the iPhone, like what we're doing. They worry, hey, if I use an iPhone and I walk into the shoot, the realtor is going to think, well, I can do that. I've got the same phone. But what you just said about the tilt, it's just like the photos a lot of realtors take for themselves. They walk into a room and their camera's all tilted and wonky. Mm-hmm. And, well, I've got the same camera. It's the camera that makes – it's not the camera that makes the shot.
No.
It's the professionalism in knowing what types of shots and how to properly frame a room that makes you the professional and makes you still valuable to their business in producing good visuals and good marketing to help them sell that home, but also to build their brand. The realtors that are trying to still do this on their own, they're engaging in non-revenue producing activities, meaning they're not out doing the sales and the prospecting that they should be doing as a realtor in trying to build their business. They're trying to be media creator. when they're not media creators.
Yep.
They think that just because they have maybe they have the same equipment that we might be using, that their product is going to be just as good as yours as a professional. That's a fallacy.
Yep.
So don't worry about that. Show your value in the types of shots that you produce versus them walking in with an iPhone 14 or 15 tilted down, you know, all wonky. Maybe they're even using a gimbal, but they're still there. There's a difference. There's a difference in professional video and amateur video.
Yeah. And Craig, you kind of led me into my last kind of concern with using the Merge Fleet with an iPhone. And it really doesn't have to do anything with the Merge Fleet. It's what will the stigma be of me using an iPhone? And, right. and I will tell you that is dead. That 5 years ago, maybe, yeah, you walk in with an iPhone, they'll be like, what are you doing? Is this a mom? Like, what is mom and pop like? Or who did I hire? And I'm going to tell you right now that stigma is dead. In fact, a lot of our competition are using the iPhones now too. And we knew we had to switch because of the quality. We have not heard one single thing, a negative thing about us using the iPhone. And again, I'm not saying that DSLR cameras and the mirrorless cameras are bad. You know, there's actually a lot of good ones out there that you can also use the Merge Fleet with, which is great. If you're worried about using an iPhone, do not at all. So
yeah, I've not lost one client watching me film with the iPhone to them saying, "Oh, well, I can do that. Don't worry about that."
Yep.
All right. Awesome. Okay, so we've gone through what is the Merge Fleet, the why of the Merge Fleet, the three types of shots that we use to input into this automated video editing system that Spiro offers. We've covered the common issues facing videographers that might be using the Merge Fleet and how to get around those, how to avoid those challenges and issues. So what happens then after the shoot, Ryan?
So even after the shoot, it's just as easy as filming the house. You know, we've thought of everything with the Merge Fleet. So first thing you want to do is you want to organize your media. So, you know, we teach our contractors to pull the media onto their computer. You know, for iPhone, that's always a big question. How do I get the media off? It's in our training document. We use, for those of you that are watching, we use a really nice, you can get this on Amazon, but it's a card reader that has multiple different connectors. And you can put it into your iPhone with the Lightning or the new USB-C and then plug it directly into your computer and get the files off that way. But there's tons of information on Google out there of how to get your files off. But so you get your files on your computer, you organize your files. If you do shoot the house out of order or maybe you're like, I think this shot would go better before here. And again, we use some third-party software. We use either Adobe Bridge, which sometimes has problems though. And Craig, yeah, I know you've experienced this. Seeing the iPhone video icons, which is a little bit.
The thumbnails.
Thumbnails, yeah, which can be a pain. But we found another software called XNView. It's a free software. It's just basically an image viewer where you can rearrange it. So you rearrange all your clips, you rename them, and then upload them to the Merge Fleet. You're going to put your title in and everything. You're going to pick some music, upload it, your music. And like Craig and I said at the very beginning, 10, 20, you know, 25 minutes later, you're going to get a final product, your edited video. But it is very easy to, you know, like I said, the steps are import your media, organize it, upload it to the Merge Fleet, and then click the button and it'll spit out a beautiful, beautiful video.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. So there's kind of the more in-depth look at the mechanics of the Merge Fleet offered to you through Spiro. As Ryan mentioned, you can test this out. Again, we'll have a link to in the description to get into the Merge Fleet training so that you can kind of walk through this and practice and get an idea of, again, the types of shots that you need to be taking. Now, if somebody wants to start using the Merge Fleet, Ryan, what is the cost for that? Because we've talked about the business side of this. How does this benefit the business that you're running and doing real estate visual marketing? What's the cost of Merge Fleet video editing?
So on its own, it's $15 if you're just getting a video. However, the great thing about it is If you put in an order through Spiro, which is video, so it comes with the property website, the delivery page, it is only $10 at that point. And so you're saving a little bit there if it's an order through Spiro. But either way, it's going to be a lot cheaper and a lot quicker. I mean, we've now gone to next business day turnaround with video, which very few companies are doing that. Very few. Right. So not only is it cost effective, but it is very quick turnaround, which is going to, you know, ultimate bottom line is going to create happy clients that are going to just keep coming back. So.
Good deal. Good deal. Our guest this week is Director of Training and Production at Wild Video Tours, Ryan Lawrence, walking us through the Spiro merge fleet. Ryan, thank you so much for taking time and just explaining some of the mechanics of this so people can understand it a little bit better.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure. You know, I've seen this since the inception. So this is just really cool because I knew what it was like to film before this, you know. It's almost like, you know, the days of the dial-up internet now, but now we have something even better, you know. Like I remember, like, oh, back in my day, I used to hand edit videos, you know. Like, that's, like, why would you do that anymore? So it is really cool to see the progression of this and how much it's going to help media, you know, real estate media companies out there. That's what I'm most excited about is for people that never even thought they could do video before. Now it's an option, you know?
Right.
So that's what I'm most excited about.
You know, it has benefits, business benefits, not only for us, you know, as Ryan mentioned, we created this out of necessity for our business because we were shooting 12,000 listings a year, with a majority of those having video. And so just, you know, the logistics of having to edit that many videos forced us to really, to create the system. But for the boutique videographer, that, you know, maybe you're a one person show. The beauty of this is that it frees up more time for you also to shoot more or to serve your clients better, meet with them more. It frees up more of your time, making you more effective at your business as well. Now there's going to be those that, Ryan, let's be honest. There's those that just enjoy editing their own videos or want more, you know, maybe a little bit more flexibility. So this isn't necessarily going to be for everybody out there, but it's one heck of a tool for those that really want to grow their business.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was an edit. I liked editing. That's how I feel like I got better as a videographer. But after the, you know, 200th video I edited, I was fine giving this off to a computer to do it, you know? So,
right. Right.
Yeah. Sometimes it is nice to edit, but I said, it's an amazing system and let it do the work. So,
yeah, there you go. If you have more questions about the merge fleet and want to learn a little bit more, again, check out the links in the description of this episode. But you can also email us hello@spiro.media and we'll answer you there as well. And kind of piggybacking onto that email address, if you have an idea for a business topic that you want covered on the Spiro podcast, drop us a line. Again, hello@spiro.media. And if one of us here at Spiro or Wild Video don't know, we'll invite a guest on to help cover that and get you the information that you need on running a successful real estate media business. So, Ryan, again, thank you so much. I always have fun talking with you and learning from you. Just appreciate all you do for our company.
Absolutely, Craig. It's my pleasure. It's always great to be on here. You know, hopefully I didn't lose any followers for you guys this week.
You're fine. You're fine. Alrighty. Well, that's going to wrap up another week. Thanks to all of you that, again, have watched on either YouTube or listened to the audio podcast. We hope and pray that it's been a blessing and a value add to your business, helps you grow and be successful and keep help you to continue to enjoy what you do. Because we can burn out, right? We can put in some long, hard hours as owners of our businesses, you know, shooting a ton of homes, doing a ton of editing. It can turn into production and you kind of lose that spark of joy. And we want you to keep that spark of joy for the company that you've really poured your life into and just to keep enjoying it. So make sure you pause, slow down this week, take a breath and just be thankful for the blessings in your life. Thanks again for watching. We'll be back next week and take a breath. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us for the Spiro Podcast, Managing Your Real Estate Photography and Videography Business. This is a production of Spiro and Wow Video Tours. You can find out more about Spiro's real estate media business management software at our website, spiro.media.